Eating disorders are on the rise across the province and the nation ever since the COVID-19 pandemic. But the Edgewood Health Network Sandstone Recovery Center, the first of its kind in Alberta, is seeing success as it approaches its first operational anniversary. Cheryl Fisk, EHN Canada Director of National Clinical Programming for Sandstone, explains what eating disorders are and how critical the need is.
Eating disorders are pervasive mental illnesses that have significant medical and psychological impacts. And when we think about the need for eating disorder treatment and care, you know, in Canada, there is an estimated 2.7 million people who are impacted by eating disorders, and approximately 1.4 million of these individuals across the country are youth. So, you know, more than 100,000 Canadians are diagnosed with an eating disorder each year that are over the age of 15. And so that's a lot of new cases each year. And when we think about Alberta specifically, it's close to about 200,000 Albertans now that are affected by eating disorders.
The government of Alberta took these rising numbers seriously and fully funded the province's first full live-in clinic, Sandstone Recovery Center in Calgary. Fisk shares how the center's programming helps a diverse range of youth.
Sandstone is a live-in treatment option for young people and their families in the province of Alberta. So we are able to support young people from across the entire province, which is amazing because that provincial catchment allows us to really tap into some of those communities who may not have access to services. Being a live-in treatment facility, we have opportunity to work with young people and their families for a longer period of time. We're able to individualize a young person's treatment plan and really work with them on what their goals are.
Eating disorders are more than just under or overeating, and Fisk explains that these affect every demographic of youth.
You know, eating disorders are very significant illnesses that can affect a broad range of people. Eating disorders do not discriminate between males or females or, you know, gender, race, ethnicity. It doesn't matter. Eating disorders don't discriminate in any way. But what we do know is that the demand has been much, much more significant.
Within its first year, the Sandstone Recovery Center has aided 20 youths in fully recovering. In Calgary, reporting for CJWE and LJI, I am William Bellico.